Hi, this is Rob from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed in this survey, is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Thank you. Moving on. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
And what is the year of your birth?
58.
1950. Thank you. Next one. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
May I ask, what is your race, please?
Black.
Thank you. What is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
High school. No matter how frequently you vote in your elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a positive impact on the issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has from 0 to 10. 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, and 5 means just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all. From 0 to 10, how much power do you think you feel that your
Probably five.
And thinking about the direction which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied. Yes.
Thank you. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and cold towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold, favorable, and a 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of person, organization, please indicate that as well. Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., from 0 to 10, how you would rate him?
8.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 10, how will you grade him?
8.
Donald Trump?
5.
The Democratic Party?
8.
Kamala Harris?
8.
The Republican Party?
5.
Attorney General Josh Stein?
5.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but if November 24, 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, the third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or independent third party? Or would vote for other political office but not press, or would not vote at all in the coming elections?
Biden.
Joe Biden. I know this is a long way off, but if November 2024 elections for U.S. were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democrat
candidate. Thank you. Which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A. Voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B. My personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming elections won't need me that much.
Repeat that again.
I'm sorry, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? The statement A, voting in the upcoming 2024 election is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
The first one.
Somewhat more or much more, the first one statement?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Which of the following statement is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
The middle one.
Thank you. In general, feel negative or positive about each of the following. The future of the country?
Positive.
Do you feel positive? And the future of the planet?
Positive.
And your own future?
Positive.
Thank you. From your most recent voting experience in November 2022 election, would you say that voting is getting harder or easier for you, or has it been about the same?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. Because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't have time to vote. I don't like any of the candidates. Racist politicians have too hard for me and people like me to vote. It is too difficult to me for vote. I don't know enough about the candidates or none of the above.
None of the above.
Thank you. Who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Racist politicians, Democrats, all politicians, Republicans, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Below, it is a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each threat could have this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that threat is near certainty to happen, a 5 means that you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe that threat will certainly not happen. Creating a surveillance state to more citizens' everyday lives?
Repeat that again?
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives?
5.
From 0 to a 5. Increasing political violence in response to American elections?
5.
Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote? How would you
see that one again?
I'm sorry, you were breaking down. Can you repeat it for me, please?
Repeat that again.
I'm sorry.
Repeat that again.
Having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right type of voters get to vote.
Vigilantes?
Yes, guards.
Yeah.
From 0 to 10, how would you grade it?
5.
5 as well. Next
one.
Thank you. Sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors?
You said that we should do that from 0 to 10?
Yes.
10. They should go to jail.
At 10. Thank you. Next one. It is giving the president the power to deploy the military against protesters and any demonstration against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech?
Seven.
Seven. Thank you. Arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote?
You said handing out waters?
Yes. And food?
And food, yeah.
To voters.
They should do that. So that would be a 10,
yeah,
right?
From 3 to 10. Yes.
10.
Preventing the president from being prosecuted for any for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal?
Repeat it again?
I'm sorry. Preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal?
They should not be able to be in politics if they did anything wrong. But what would
okay,
that be?
From
10?
10? Yes.
They should not
okay.
be able to go.
Thank
they should
you.
Not be in politics. They should not be able to do anything.
Thank you. And allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns?
Seven.
Yeah.
Restructuring the department office so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters?
Seven.
Thank you. How big of a problem is a racial discrimination in your life today? Is it a big problem, somewhat of a problem, or a small problem, or not a problem?
Not a problem.
Not a problem. Have you or anyone personally no experienced any racist comment or behavior within the past 2 years?
Nope.
Okay, here is a list of statements about values about some people may have on a scale from 0 to 10. Please indicate whether you agree or disagree with each statement, where a 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
First one, whatever our color, background, or sibling models must ask, work hard to provide for our families. From 0 to 10, how would you agree to this?
Repeat it again.
It goes, whatever, yes, for our color, background, or zip code, most of us work hard to provide for our families.
10.
Most of us want the freedom to live good lives and the power to make decisions about our families.
10.
We all want America to be a place where freedom, justice, and equity are for all.
10.
Every American wants to have a say in the people and policies that determine the future for our family, community, and country.
7. You said 0, 5, or 10, though.
Yeah, from 0 to 10, you can choose any number.
Okay. 7.
7. Thank you. Here is a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one of two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change of the issues that you care about the most? You may select up to two. Calling, writing, or emailing local politicians. Voting in federal elections such as president for U.S. Congress, signing petitions, boycotting a company, talking to friends and fan politics, voting in states or local elections such as governor or mayor, donating to political campaigns or organization, marching in a protest, volunteering for a local organization in my community, engaging in indirect action, attending sittings or occupying buildings, or none of the above.
voting for the president, voting for the governor, mayor.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that just some power, and a 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
7.
Thank you. One last time. In the November 2024 elections for president today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Democrat.
Thank you. Which of the following are you more concerned about? Donald Trump's criminal charges and threats to democracy or Joe Biden's age and mental and physical health?
All about Donald Trump.
Thank you. If the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump or Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Say it again.
I'm sorry, do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
A current member or former?
Former member.
Thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
Rent.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
United States.
Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
United States.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
2020?
Yes.
Who did I vote for 2020? Biden.
For Biden. Thank you. Which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployment, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or staying at home pattern, or a student?
Disabled.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than $24,999,000, $25,000 to $34,999,000. You can stop me when I say the range, okay?
$35,000
to $40,000.
The first one.
The first one. Thank you. So, excellent. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And you have a great day.
You too, as well, and enjoy your weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.